thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Martin had battled, you know, first and second, pretty much toward the end there. Can you tell us a little bit about your race strategy, knowing that number two was pretty well in
fuel? Yeah, it was, we kind of committed ourselves to a two-stop strategy, and really knowing, I was like, sure enough, we're going to have all this plan, and we're going to get caution at lap 52, and we got caution at lap 52, so... That was that, and pretty much put ourselves in a fuel mileage mode. You know, I think ran hard early, you know, trying to get through, get back through and get to the lead, and with the hope that maybe you got a yellow or whatever. But you know, it kind of became clear that wasn't going to come, and you know, we had to be really disciplined and stick to what we needed to do, and you know, let those guys go at times, even though it was, maybe a couple years ago we wouldn't make that move, but. We've got better team and we stuck to it, and we won a field mileage race, which is a pretty big accomplishment for us.
Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about what this means for the team?
Well, yeah, first of all, let me clear up, I'm not the owner because I don't want to get stuck with the bills. and I'll get stuck with them if Barney turns out. If Barney couldn't make it, it's another one of those events I wasn't able to make, and here we won, but it's huge. You know, I think I heard Cole earlier saying, you're kind of up on the wave, and when you can get a win, it helps keep you up there for sure. We just have to keep our focus on what we're doing day to day and ride it all the way to the end here.
Holly Kane, NASCAR.com. Cole, could you talk a little bit about the way the team has been able to win throughout the year? It hasn't been you won here and now where are you guys, or vice versa, but you guys have really had a very high sustaining performance.
Yeah, I think that just falls product to everybody we got in our organization. I mean, it's every week, you wipe the week off from the week before and get back to it. And I think we feel like we're really in a position we can win every race and win, compete every week. So when you have that mindset of just, you know, it's not like you're picking, choosing tracks to put extra effort in. We're putting that effort in every week. And I think that's why we've been able to just stay consistently good and be able to contend for wins on a weekly basis.
And just to follow up, I don't want to upset you, but I know on television you were speaking, it's been an emotional week for you. Could you just touch on it a little bit and share with us what you might?
Yeah, it's been probably the hardest week of my life, so, I don't know, it's still, it's not over yet. I lost my best friend growing up this week. He caught a random bacterial infection from a cut and basically died in a day. It's not like he was sick. I talked to him the day before. They were coming to Michigan next weekend, so just doesn't seem real still. He's got two little boys that are, not going to know their dad pretty much, and I don't know. We'll get through it as a group. We're lucky to have a unbelievable friend support and family around that will make sure everybody's all right. But he was a heart of gold guy that, I don't know. I still haven't come to terms with it, to be honest. So.
Pete Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Cole, Martin said on pit road after the race that letting guys go by and giving up the lead was probably the hardest thing he's had to do in racing. Did you have to do any convincing to get him to slow down and do that?
I hate doing my voice, so that's what we need to do. And it just, you know, it's a product of our relationship. The fact that he can be like, hey, this is what we need to do. And he's like, okay. You know, I think, you know, we don't squabble, we don't argue. You know, he knows that when we're telling him, that's the truth. So he did it even though it was hard to do. He's, you know, he's a smart guy and knew the situation we were in and did the right thing. So I think, like I said earlier, I mean, 2 years ago, I don't know that we win that race, but, you know, we did the things right today to get there.
Tyler Head, the racing experts. Cole, first off, I'm sorry for your loss. Just can you tell me what it's like with those last few laps? I mean, going over the calculations over and over again, were you confident that you had done it right, or were you biting your fingernails there?
I was biting my fingernails. There was no, pretty much zero confidence. You know, we knew, you know, we ran pretty hard early in the run, trying to get through those guys to get to the lead, and probably use more fuel than, you know, we would have known if we were going to run green the whole time. So, you know, kind of you start that run thinking, no, there's probably odds of a caution. That's kind of what goes here. Like, there's, you know, if you get a caution, you're going to get a lot of them. And we, you know, we didn't get any. So, kind of was looking that way, and definitely was pretty nervous.
Bob Parker, CSN, I have two for you, Cole. The first is your pit strategy of going two-stop race had nothing to do with the change in the pit crew guys, did it?
No, I just definitely thought, you know, the way the stage, it's kind of odd with the stages at a road course, actually makes strategy somewhat easier, especially here with, you know, lack of tire fall-off because of the repave. We had to, it was pretty clear that's what we wanted to do, so we just, you know, committed to pitting at the end of the first stage, and then we knew we were going to, you know, our original plan was to top like 57, 58, something like that, and, you know, give ourselves some room for at least one overtime stab at it or whatever. But I said the only, you know, before the race, I told everybody, I said the only way it's going to screw it up. So, well, caution at 52, and that's what happened. So, anyways, you know, nothing to do with the picker for sure. I think they were, honestly, I haven't seen stop data, but I think they were one of the best pickers on pit road today. And they did an unbelievable job like they did last week.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.